Hello and welcome back to the Nerd Podcast, that's Never Ending Retro Dialogue. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Doug.
Almost forgot to introduce myself.
Oh no, I thought you were going for a dramatic pause.
Yeah, we'll say that's what I was doing.
We need a, you know what? We need an Ed McMahon.
Yeah.
We really do.
Yeah.
I think we deserve it.
We'll see if it's in the budget.
Yeah, okay. We'll, end of year party, we'll discuss the ebbs and flows, yeah, and the ups and downs and the black and reds and,
oh yeah, bears and bulls and,
yeah, all that stuff,
bits and bulbs.
Yeah.
Wow. Bit of housekeeping. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you, man?
I'll be honest, I've been off my meds for a couple days.
Uh-oh.
Just one of my meds, not all
okay.
my meds.
Okay.
But it's the important med.
Oh, no.
So I got it today, because, like, I keep meaning to get it, and then, like, yesterday I went to get it, but they were closed for lunch, and I had to go to work. Oh. So I was like, oh, God. So I was like, so I'm on it again. So I'm on the road to recovery.
Okay, okay.
But I've been kind of off these last couple of days, and it's probably going to take a couple more days to realign myself.
Reintegrate.
Yeah.
You got a reboot.
Yeah.
Do a hard reboot.
Hard reboot.
Yeah.
Do not turn off your PC. This may take a few minutes.
It may take a while. Oh, so, lordy. Oh, lord. Okay. Yeah.
So, that's my unfortunate news, but we persist or whatever
we
they
soldier
say.
On.
Yeah.
Here we are. On. Talking about stuff.
Yeah, today we're going to travel abroad.
We are going to go take a little trip across the pond.
Across the pond.
Yes.
We're going to talk about the world of, not the world of, that's our trademark thing we do. We're just going to talk about British TV shows, because here at the Nerd Podcast,
we're cultured.
We're cultured and we're nerds about everything.
Yes.
We're multifaceted nerds.
We are on a mission to prove that you can be nerdy, yeah, about anything and everything.
Yeah. Not so only here, can you, but you will be.
Yes. You will be one of us. Or maybe finally you'll be awakened to the fact that you too are a nerd.
Are a nerd, yeah.
And you're welcome for that. Welcome to the brother and sisterhood,
yeah,
of nerddom.
The siblinghood.
So, British TV, I'm curious, because I think our answer will be different on this because,
yeah,
of our age difference.
Okay.
What's your first memory? What's the first thing you remember seeing that you knew was British, mm-hmm, or someone told you, mm-hmm, that was British TV?
Doctor Who.
Okay. That's makes sense.
Is that what you thought I was going to say?
Yes, yes.
Well, that's just, you know, that's, I mean, I'm sure I saw stuff that was British before that, but that I was in high school, maybe middle school, and I was very conscious of the fact that it was British,
mm-hmm,
because they had accents, and I thought that was cool.
True enough.
So, probably, I would say Doctor Who, like many, many answers, that is the answer to many questions in my life, Doctor,
yeah,
Who.
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
And obviously, we did a whole episode on,
yeah,
Doctor Who.
Right. So, I should say I won't talk too much about it. I will probably talk a little bit about Doctor Who.
Oh, we have to.
I can't help it.
We have to talk about it.
What about you?
Who.
I think I know your answer.
Okay, well, let's see.
Monty Python.
No.
Ooh, okay.
No. Good guess, though. Monty Python was probably... So, Monty Python, I probably did see first,
mm-hmm,
but I didn't realize because I would have been so young.
Yeah.
The first thing I can remember watching and knowing, oh, this is a British show, was Benny Hill.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And anyone who doesn't know what Benny Hill is, it was a sketch,
yeah,
show, hilarious. There was always some, you know, I don't want to say naughty little bits.
Yeah,
it,
like,
was
racy.
For back then. It was racy. It was cheeky. It was, yeah. But if someone who never watched Benny Hill watched it now,
yeah,
they'd be like, okay.
Okay.
But I mean, it was a big deal for me to get to watch it. Like,
yeah,
it was on PBS late at night.
Yeah.
And if mom wasn't around, dad would let me stay up and watch it. But then I would just have to cover my eyes for, and it was just hilarious. But yeah, Benny Hill, Monty Python, once I started putting it all,
yeah,
together, right? Oh, hey, they talk the same.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't know that I saw The Flying Circus, but I definitely saw The Holy Grail,
mm-hmm,
before I saw Doctor Who. But it wasn't in my mind like, oh, there's this whole culture.
Yes.
You know.
Exactly. Now, I did see Monty Python's Flying Circus first.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to think if Dad ever watched the movies. I know we did. But then he was more of a fan, too, of, this is going to go on a huge tangent. But the Terry Gilliam films.
Oh, yeah.
Like Brazil and Adventures of
Baron
Munchausen. And then, what was the other one? Oh, gosh. There was another one that he did around the same time. Anyways, so yeah. So I probably should admit this early. When I was younger, because when we would watch PBS, because that's what all those shows were on for us, right? I just assumed that PBS was, once I figured it all out, is they just showed all British shows, and they just happened to show, you know, Mr. Rogers and, and Bob Ross on the weekends and stuff. That was just my brain as a young lad.
Yeah.
I will say, though, too, and I know we talked about this on the animated cartoon show, but Danger Mouse was also a huge thing when I was a kid. But I want to say Danger Mouse wasn't on PBS. I want to say we watched reruns of it on, like, USA or something. But now I can't remember. So if anyone who is of my age watched Danger Mouse, tell me what channel you watched it on. I don't think it was PBS, though. It seems like it was USA. Like, they were re-airing stuff. But anyone who doesn't know, or you didn't listen to our animated episode, Danger Mouse, it was a animated spy spoof where you had this mouse who was this heroic international spy. He had a hamster that was his sidekick. And then, what was he? What was the chief supposed to be? Guinea pig or a gerbil or something? And then the frog was the main bad guy. So it was just fun. It's one of those ones I still have it on DVD, and the kids absolutely loved it. So anytime they were homesick, they would want to watch Danger Mouse.
Yeah.
Those are probably my earliest
memories
of being introduced to British TV. Another show that Dad watched religiously, and I know you and I've talked about this before, is Are You Being Served?
Yeah, that was my second guess as to what you were going to say after Monty Python.
Yeah. Are You Being Served? I'm sure Dad watched it when I was younger, but I really remember getting into it when I was a little bit older. And again, it was on PBS. And the premise of that show, if you've never seen it, it's a department store. And what floor were they on? Like the seventh floor? It focused on one floor of this department store, and it was like the seventh floor or fourth floor or something. And you had men's clothing on one half of the floor, and you had women's clothing on the other half. And then you had Captain Peacock was like the manager for the clothing department. You had Mr. Rumbold, who was, I want to say he, like, ran the whole department store. But then you just had these characters. You had Mrs. Slocum. Mrs. Slocum and Miss Brahms was in the women's department. In the men's department, you had Mr. Humphreys. And then you had Mr. Granger, who he passed early on in the series. And so then you ended up having, I think it was Mr. Lucas or Mr. Harmon took his place. Now I'm misremembering. But the other one was like the janitor for the department store. But yeah, it was just, you sit there and go, there's no way a show about a British department store could be this funny, but my God, it was always so hilarious. It was the characters played, the actors who portrayed the characters just played off each other so well. I have been desperately trying to find it like streaming.
Yeah.
I think it's on BritBox. It's not on anything else, I don't think. I've tried finding it in other places. I've tried finding it on like DVD at half price bookstores and stuff. And you can find almost every British show, but I haven't been able to find that one. So, but yeah, those are probably the earliest ones. And Are You Being Served to me is, I still watch clips of it. It's hilarious. I enjoy it anyways. So, Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Who was your first Doctor Who? So, when you first got introduced, was it the older Doctors?
No, it was David Tennant.
It was David Tennant. Yeah. Okay.
You know, I have a huge crush on him, basically. Mm-hmm. So,
as you should.
As everyone should.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he was my introduction to Doctor Who. It's funny, though, because he's actually Scottish.
So. Yes.
But he had to hide his accent, right? I think, which is funny because I don't think Peter Capaldi hid his accent.
No.
And he's Scottish too, I think. So, yeah, so Doctor Who was my first, and it was on Sci-Fi, and I was either late middle school or early high school. I think late middle school. And I would just go to Sci-Fi channel because back then I was watching Sci-Fi all the time. Because Sci-Fi used to do, like, I don't know if you remember this, but like on Saturdays they would have like terrible movie marathons.
Yes.
So I was watching Sci-Fi all the time. And I just happened to pick up Doctor Who, and I was like, what is this? And it's so funny because, it's British. It's very British to me. Like, it's quintessential British. In fact, one time I met a British person, and she was very old, and the only thing I could think to ask her is if she watched Doctor Who. It was at a cultural exchange night.
Uh-huh.
And there were, like, all these different countries represented, and I was like, so, do you watch Doctor Who? And I don't think she ever responded to me, so.
Oh, my gosh.
That I, you know, and I would do the same thing still, probably, at this age.
How else are you going to
Right, how else connect? Are you going to know?
I mean, you don't want to bring up the war.
The war.
You don't want to bring up 1776, right?
No.
That probably wouldn't go over well.
No, I think it's better to bring up
the time traveling.
The worldwide phenomenon, the space-wide phenomenon, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I don't know. I there's just something, like, comforting about how British that show is. And, like, if it's funny to me because Doctor Who is pretty big, but I feel like it's not as big in America as it could be or should be.
Huh.
I think it's crested in popularity. I think it's in America. It's not because in Britain it is an institution.
Yeah,
but in America,
I will agree. I'm just trying to think of all the shows that we've gone to or that we've worked at, and that's where we find all of them, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, rarely do I find people out in the wild, just, you know, out and about where we can talk about Doctor Who.
Yeah, it's almost always at conventions because people are dressed as the Doctor or something. So
yeah, agreed.
You have to go to, it's like, you have to go to specialized locations here in America to talk about Doctor Who almost.
That's true.
So, I don't know.
And of course, Doctor Who inspired the great Inspector Time.
Space Time, yeah.
Inspector Space Time on Community.
I was just thinking about how America is eventually going to try and do a Doctor Who, probably, you know, like their own America.
Well, so, it's interesting because I've got a list, actually, of shows that were
based on
British shows, and it is kind of curious that they haven't done that already.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just it's almost too big, like.
And I think that's it, because when you see the shows that Americans basically created these huge hits off of, they weren't huge hits.
Right, in Britain.
In Britain.
Yeah,
so I think that definitely plays into it.
Yeah, I think trying to do something that would cover Doctor Who would be too intimidating for most people. And, like, it is just so British. Like, it is such a part of Britain.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's 61 years old now, so.
That's just crazy.
I know.
Isn't that something? How big of a gap did they have, though?
So, they went from 1989, I think, to 1998, before there was a TV movie, and then that failed to pick up, so it was sometime in the late 90s, mid-90s,
Yeah.
Mid to late 90s. And then in 2005 is when they rebooted, and it has been going on ever since. And it's been there
since, yeah.
So next year will be 20 years since they rebooted.
Isn't that something? My gosh. Such a great show.
I know, it's amazing.
If you haven't watched, and I'm pretty sure you can watch Doctor Who now on the Disney
Plus. Yes, Disney Plus has Doctor Who.
Is it still on Max? Because everything is on Max.
I don't know.
Like, you could go all the way back to the beginning.
Well, because of, you know, BritBox, you can get it on Amazon as well. The original stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that's how I watched the classic, is Amazon.
Interesting. Yeah. But that's a separate subscription, right?
Yep.
Or if you're a Prime member.
No, it's different.
Dang it.
Yeah, it's worth it, though.
Yeah.
If you want some British TV.
You know what? I do enjoy it. I haven't, what's the word I want to say, devoted a ton of time to a lot of shows, but like I'll catch something and I'll end up sitting and watching an episode. Like one that I wrote down here was As Time Goes By.
I don't know that one.
Which is Judi Dench stars in it. I forget the name of her male co-star, but the premise is that they were in love back around the war, and then they got separated for whatever reason. Well, then he runs an office or some business, hires her daughter, unbeknownst to him. And I can't remember, now I'm going to start going off, because I can't remember, there's something weird, like he tried to date her daughter, but then realized it was who she was or something, so then they ended up getting back together and they fell in love all over again and got married and so yeah, that I've watched bits and pieces of that. I've never watched it clear through, but I always enjoyed it. And Judi Dench is just good in so many things.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the other show that I was thinking of that I haven't watched a ton of, but I'll watch it if I come across it. Is what is it? Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Yeah, you told me about that one. I've never seen that one.
Yeah. So that one, you've got a comedian. He dresses up as Mrs. Brown. And then it's just goofy. Oh my God, it's just so hilarious. I don't even know how I would describe it. But it's, yeah. Again, I've not watched a ton of episodes of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mrs. Brown's Boys.
Well, I'd like to piggyback off that one.
Yes.
To talk about Father Brown.
I was just going to add, yep.
Father Brown actually has been done a couple times.
Uh-huh.
But the most famous one is, I think, the newest one with Mark, the guy who played Mr. Weasley. I can't think of his name.
Oh, yes. Yes.
He's Father Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And that show's been going on for 11 seasons. I've only seen the first season and a half. But I, as you know, and probably everybody who listens knows, I'm a big mystery guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started watching it to kind of see an amateur sleuth in action. And he was one that I was like, well, you know, this has gone on. At the time, it was only 10 seasons.
Okay.
So I was like, this has gone on for 10 seasons. Obviously, there's something here. And there's only, I think, 6 or 8 episodes a season. You know, it's a British TV show, which is something we should talk about, how great.
Yes. How I great, was going to bring that up, yeah.
How great the season length of a British TV show is. But Father Brown, if you don't know, is a murderer or just general mystery-solving priest who lives in a small village in England. And I really like the small town setting and the kind of everybody knows everybody kind of thing. And there's just something kind of charming about Father Brown himself.
Mm-hmm.
And like if you had told me like 5 years ago that I would be into Father Brown, I would have been like, nah, that's not really my show. But like I have come to decide, since I've been writing mystery, I've come to find that like all angles of mystery solving is acceptable to me.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody who's a sleuth, I'll watch. So, it's very, I don't know if it's a cozy mystery because people, you know, it's not super violent or anything, but it's also cool because it's based off the short stories by G.K. Chesterton.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever read any of them. I've read a couple. I have a book at home of them. And, so it's really cool. It's a good show. And now I want to watch it. Like, now that I'm talking about it, I want to go home and watch it, so.
I've not watched a ton of Father Brown either, but I have watched Dad liked that. Mm-hmm. He would also watch Doc Martin.
Doc Martin. I know that one because we have it at the library, but I've never seen it.
Again, it's not one that I watched a ton with him. So Martin Clunes is the title character, and he's just a socially awkward, I guess is the best way to put it, doctor. And he moves from London to this little town, and he just becomes, you know, their family care provider, I guess is the best way to put it. It's almost like, I don't want to say it's a British version of Northern Exposure, but because it's because Joel Fleischman wasn't socially awkward, so it's just kind of one of those. You've got a doctor in this; he's kind of in situations that he's not great in, I guess is the best way to put it. But the few episodes of those that I've watched, I've really enjoyed.
How many? You know how many seasons there are?
It was 18, I believe. Ugh. I believe it started in around 04 here. Let me check real quick. I believe it started in 04, and it ran until 2022, if I'm correct.
Good Lord.
04 to 2022. Trying to see if there's anyone else that people would recognize their names, and I don't think so. It's very... I get very British.
Yeah.
So, trying to see how many episodes there actually were for 18 seasons. Yeah, so to put it in perspective, everyone, 18 seasons.
Yeah.
79 episodes.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, that's practically 3 years.
Yeah.
In an American show. So, that's... I cannot stress enough how much I love the fact that they are so short.
Well, let's talk about that, because it's like 18 seasons, 10 seasons, not uncommon in a British show, because they do take more time in between each season sometimes, but also they're just shorter.
Mm-hmm.
And you can really get through a show much quicker in Britain. I wonder what the basis for that is, though.
You know, I've always wondered, there's got to be some thought process. And maybe it's just the fact that there's so much going on, and maybe it's cost of production or...
Yeah, I wonder if it's something about their Actors Guild or whatever, too.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, so here's another, because I was going to talk about this show, too, Broadchurch.
Oh, we got to talk about Broadchurch.
3 seasons, it's got 24 episodes. Yeah. They have 8 episodes a season.
Yeah.
But Broadchurch, we discovered it. I saw a clip on TikTok or something.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, what the heck is this? And then I think I talked to you about it. Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, I watched it. You said you watched the first season?
First two seasons.
And so I talked Sharon into watching it with me. And because you could watch the first season. At the time when we started, you could watch the first 2 seasons free on Prime. And so we got through the first season. Again, 8 episodes. It only took us like maybe a week, week and a half to get through those, because we didn't watch them. We didn't binge it. But we were watching 2 episodes a night when we did watch it.
Yeah.
And so Broadchurch stars David Tennant, our hero. You have Olivia Colman. And then Jodie Whittaker, who was
also a
Doctor Who. She was the 13th?
13th.
And it's another one of those murder mysteries.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jodie Whittaker and David Tennant are investigators.
No, Olivia Colman.
Who did I say?
Jodie Whittaker.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, Olivia Colman. Sorry. Are investigators. And they found a young boy is found on the beach, and it was Jodie Whittaker's son. There we go. And so then you're just trying... The whole 8 episodes is who was the killer.
Right, and that's one thing that's really good about their shorter seasons is if it is a mystery, it can be one mystery.
Yeah.
The whole thing. Because, like, if you had an American season of 20, 24 episodes, you couldn't really have... I mean, I guess you could have it, but you'd be stretching it pretty...
Oh, my God. Yes.
Pretty far.
Exactly.
But with the... with the British thing, it's like, okay, you can tell a story and it can be done. Although, with Broadchurch, it's kind of, each season is a different facet of the mystery, so.
Yeah, which I was surprised by, because when, so we haven't started season two yet, because okay. the minute we, after we finished season one, and we took like a week off, we're like, okay, let's start season two, it wasn't available free anymore. We have found out, we can watch it on YouTube for free, though, good, all good. Three seasons. But, yeah, season two is the trial, right?
Yes, yes.
And then I don't know what season three is. I'm not sure what
season three is.
But, oh my God, it was, the first season was so good.
That's great.
I literally was on pins and needles so many times, and I did not see the twist coming until, like, the next to last episode.
Yeah.
Like, when you're finally like, oh my God, that's who it is?
Yeah.
And it just, it really threw me for a loop, which I love. The fact that...
Well, it's, take it from me, it's really hard to do that when you're writing a mystery, to, like, really throw somebody for a loop like that. It's difficult. And so the fact that they pulled it off, I was like, ooh.
Yeah. I mean, were you surprised?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. It was... Yeah, such a heart-wrenching episode, but there's so many... I wish I could remember the line that Olivia Colman delivered to David Tennant. I probably can't even repeat it on here. But it, Sharon and I were saying it to each other for weeks. To each other. It was like, if you don't... What, how did she say it? If you don't back up, you keep talking. I'm going to look it up.
Well, I want to talk about Olivia Colman. She's a powerhouse.
She is.
But it's really funny because the first introduction I had to Olivia Colman was Peep Show. Do you know this show?
I do not.
Peep Show is a comedy show. It's a duo of comedians that have worked together for a while. I forget their names. But Peep Show is a pretty absurd comedy. I mean, it's set in real life. Uh-huh. So it's not absurdist, but a lot of the stuff that happens is kind of absurd. And she's a very, very different actor in that show, very different character in that show. And it just shows her range, because that was my first introduction to her, and she's very, very different. And then you watch something like Broadchurch, and then she's also the queen now, and whatever show that is, I forget. There's a couple different shows about the queen, so I think she is The Crown, or...
Oh!
I don't know, but she plays...
The Crown?
She plays Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, okay.
At some point in her career. And I'm just like, wow. So she's got a lot of range, and she won a lot of awards, I think. So, okay.
I have the line.
All right.
I have the line. Now, it is not a G-rated line.
Okay.
But this just had us rolling with... With respect, sir, move away from me or I will piss in a cup and throw it at you.
Right.
I just found so much joy in that line. That, but yes, Olivia Colman, Peep Show. I am so sorry.
No, it's all right. Peep Show, hilarious show. Again, it's one of those shows that only has, you know, 6 or 8 episodes a season. If you like comedy shows, definitely check out Peep Show. It's hilarious. It's got like the inner monologue of the two guys, so that's, you know, so that really adds a lot to it. You hear their inner thoughts as things are happening.
Okay. It is The Crown. Okay.
The Crown, yeah. She's really good, but it's so funny because you would not expect her to be like the Queen of England at any point because of Peep Show.
She was in The Night Manager too, which isn't that a... Isn't Tom Hiddleston in that?
I think so.
Yes. Yeah, Tom Hiddleston. The great thing, and with the British actors or European actors, I guess I'll say that, since not all of them are British.
Right.
The cool thing is that they can do these, because they're only 6, 8 episodes, they can still do... theater. They can still do movies. Because, you know, Idris Elba was in the show Luther.
Yep.
And another cop show. But, you know, it only has like 6 to 8 episodes a season. It's just amazes me. All the volume of work, I guess. Well, Benedict Cumberbatch. Yeah, look at him doing Sherlock. Like, although Sherlock, weren't they only doing like 4?
Yeah.
They Because they were a little bit longer. They were almost like mini movies. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because you'll see, like, take like Ian McKellen or somebody. Probably one of the most famous actors alive, and then he'll just be like, oh yeah, he's on a theater show this week, and you're just like, what? Like, yeah. The way that they do, because, you know, England has such a tradition of theater, mm-hmm. obviously with Shakespeare and everything. But you got, like, Ian McKellen doing it, Tom Holland's doing Romeo and Juliet on stage, and yep. it's just like, they're these super famous people. And I think that probably happens in Broadway sometimes, but yeah. not necessarily to the degree that it happens in...
No, it seems like it happens a lot more
yeah.
over there. I mean, you'll have... There's stories of stars. Like, Henry Fonda moved away from Hollywood because he was doing his Broadway production of Mr. Roberts for several years. But that's... I don't think that's the norm, per se. Yeah. I think it's more of... Okay, I'm going to take a year or two off for movies, and it's almost a break.
Right.
It's not the same. Whereas, you know, yeah, they'll do their TV show. And you speak of Ian McKellen. I stumbled across a TV show he was in with Derek Jacobi. If you don't know him, he was in Gladiators, probably the most famous movie he's been part of. But he's another one of those classically trained.
Uh-huh.
But it's the name of the show is called Vicious, and they are partners. They're lovers. I don't know if they were married in the movie or in the TV show or not, but they've been together for like 50 years, and it's just, oh my gosh, it's the title of the show just says it all. Yeah. They are just vicious to each other, to their friends. It's just. Snappy, snarky, sarcastic, just ruthless humor. I don't know. It's great. It's not one that I've seen a ton of, but I've watched a lot of clips on like YouTube. I haven't been able to find full episodes of it anywhere.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard of that show.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Give that a look. They're really good together. But I think Ian McKellen's just good with everyone. Right, my God, it's just...
He could act with anything.
Yeah. I think he could rivet... Have us giving him a standing ovation if he just read the phone book.
Accurate.
Yeah.
Accurate.
What else you got, man?
I think the big one that I wanted to talk about... Well, there's two big ones I want to talk about, so I'll talk about this one first because I think I've talked about it before.
Sure.
But Red Dwarf?
There we go. I knew it.
I think I talked about this one on Sci-Fi TV, probably, so I won't hit on it too much. But Red Dwarf is really funny. It's about a guy who is cryogenically frozen, and he's accidentally frozen for thousands and thousands of years. And when he wakes up, he finds out he's in deep, 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 deep space. He's like the last human alive, and he's just trying to reach Earth. Which is not too different from Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, how about that?
Trying to reach Earth. But Red Dwarf, hilarious. The first couple seasons are a little rough, but once they round out the cast
mm-hmm.
with all the four dudes from the dwarf, oh my God, it's hilarious. Like, there's four main guys, and they play so well off each other. Because in the first season... it's only two guys, and they're trapped on the ship, so it gets a little bit like, oh, okay. But again, this is only 6 to 8 episodes, so mm-hmm. it goes by really quickly. And then once they round out that fourth person, it is like, wow, this is amazing. And I think they just announced that they're doing another one.
Yes. I was just going to ask you if you had heard that.
Yeah.
I've not watched any Red Dwarf. Okay. I only know of it because of what you've said. Yeah. But I want to say... that when it was either on Hulu or Peacock, we could watch it.
Oh, okay.
Because we recently got part of some bundle package. Right. And I saw that I could actually watch it. So, hopefully I will start giving that a go.
Definitely watch it. I, like several other important British TV shows important to me, I get it through BritBox. Which, you know, let's talk about BritBox a little bit. BritBox is a streaming service that... If you're into British TV, you have to get BritBox because it's got Red Dwarf, it's got classic Doctor Who, it's got all the British TV show you could think of. And so Red Dwarf, though, great sci-fi show, really funny and really creative in what they do because such a limited cast and such a usually confined space,
mm-hmm.
you wouldn't think, but they've had like 13 seasons, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Again, though, that's like 6 to 8 episodes, except for one was like a mini series, so it was like 3 episodes longer, I think, like 3 longer episodes. Yeah, so I'm excited to, I need to catch up on that one, because I'm only about halfway through, or maybe more, I think I'm on season 8, and it's just great, it's great.
Red Dwarf.
Red Dwarf, go watch it, if you can find it, The Boys from the Dwarf.
Yeah, I definitely know it's on a name streaming service besides BritBox. Now, can you only get BritBox through Amazon Prime, or can you get it,
like separately?
Yeah, can you just?
You can get it separately, I believe. I think I have it with Amazon Prime, though.
Gotcha.
I'm gonna be honest. After a while, it gets hard to keep track of all the bundles and the deals and the what's what with the streaming for me. I'm just like, okay, I have this, but I don't know how. So.
It's saying that I can get season 1 on Amazon. I could have sworn. Oh, it's on Hoopla, too.
Nuh-uh.
That's what it says.
Wow.
Currently, you're able to watch Red Dwarf streaming on BritBox, Apple TV, BritBox, Amazon, Fubo TV, Hoopla, or free with ads on Vudu. Oh, that's what it was. It was on Vudu. Nice. And then they're doing an animated series. They're doing a Red Dwarf animated series.
That's going to be on
Disney Plus.
Oh, yeah. That's what I've heard about that, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah, that'll be great because those guys can reprise. Because they're getting older now and they can just reprise it with their voices. So.
Sure.
Yeah.
So if you had to, well, look, take, oh my gosh, I don't know how we answer this.
Yeah.
If someone says, I want to get into British TV.
Oh, gosh.
If someone says, I've never watched any British TV.
Yeah.
What, I mean, obviously we find out what they like first.
Right.
Do you like sci-fi? Do you want comedy? Do you want drama? What?
See, this is tough because, like, my gut reaction is not to say Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Because there's so much Doctor Who.
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
It's overwhelming. You can't just say, like, start with Doctor Who. Because there's so much of it. And then Red Dwarf is kind of niche, so I don't think you would want to start with that. And I almost don't think you'd want to start with comedy, because British comedy is different.
It's different. It's
a little different than ours.
It is a little different. I was going to say, in my opinion, we haven't even talked about Miss Marple or Poirot yet.
Well, that was my other one with Poirot, okay. Yeah.
Poirot would probably be one that I would recommend.
Yeah, so Poirot is another one that I have through BritBox, and that show is a fantastic show. Mm-hmm. If you like murder mysteries, if you like Poirot, if you like Agatha Christie, David Suchet is Hercule Poirot. I cannot read a single Hercule Poirot story without picturing David Suchet, because he played that role from 1989 to 2013,
mm-hmm.
as you probably learned last night.
I did.
Trivia.
Yes.
Unfortunately,
I missed that question.
Oh, who'd you put down?
I didn't put anyone's name. I couldn't remember his last name.
Oh.
I knew his first name was Dave or David. Yeah. I couldn't remember his last name.
So he plays that role to perfect T.
Yes.
To a perfect T. I mean, like, you can't. There are a bunch of other Poirots, but, like, just not. They just don't come close to for me. So, Poirot is a great entry point because it's a mystery. I would say, if you're going to start with a British show, maybe start with a mystery.
Yes.
Because that is something we have in common, is the want to solve a mystery.
Yeah.
And, like, it's not like the British humor where it's a little more, I guess British humor is a little more dry, I'd say.
It is.
In most cases. But... Yeah, so start with a mystery. So start with something like Broadchurch, which...
I was going to say Broadchurch would probably be the thing I would suggest.
Well, Broadchurch is good,
especially since
too.
It's newer.
It's newer, and it's got somebody recognizable in it.
Yes.
David Tennant and Olivia Colman. And it's also so well done. It's perfectly...
Oh,
and
yes.
Is there an American version of Broadchurch?
I don't think so.
I think they did do an American version. Let me check.
I don't believe so, but... Because when I was doing research, that wasn't one that came up.
Oh, I guess not. Maybe they... I don't know what I was thinking of, but... But yeah, I think that would be a great starting point.
Absolutely.
Just something with... Because, like, and you could do... Because, like, with the British TV shows, it's almost more like... It's almost... To me, I haven't seen too many, like, procedurals. I've seen a lot of mystery, like, detective shows.
Yes.
And I think that everybody can get behind that. So, start with something that's like that. But, yeah, like, Broadchurch would be a perfect... Because it does... It also has Jodie Whittaker in it, which people recognize. So, it's got people you know, and they'll lead you to other shows.
Yeah. Agreed. Yeah. I mean, Sherlock would be...
Sherlock's another good one, yeah.
Sherlock's another good one, just because, again, Sherlock, people know that character, right? So, and they do it, they found a way to do it a little bit differently. For the longest time, I was watching all that I could, and then I kind of fallen off, so yeah. I've not watched anything. I didn't finish it out. And again, they were so erratic with what they released for that.
Yeah,
It was crazy. But I never realized, so when I was watching, I didn't know who Martin Freeman was.
Oh, really?
No, I had no clue. And then all of a sudden, when Black Panther came out, it's like, oh, hey, that's Watson. Broadchurch or
The Poirot, thing is, yeah. If you like, I would say Poirot if you like period pieces.
Yes.
Because that's set in the 30s.
Yeah.
I think. Maybe the 40s. But I think it's 40s. The 30s. 20s and 30s, I think. Late 20s and 30s. Because it's before World War II. Yeah, so if you like period pieces, that's another thing. British TV has a lot of period pieces.
Yes, they do not shy away from that.
No.
No, they... And it's interesting, because they... I mean, you can see it. What are the newer ones that they've done? You've got Bridgerton, right?
Yeah.
That's on...
Netflix, right?
Netflix. And then what was the big, hugely popular one? I've not watched an episode of it, so... Downton Abbey?
Oh, Downton Abbey, yeah.
Yeah. Now, was that a streaming one, or is that on...
I don't know. I never watched it either.
Yeah. But... And that the only person I know that's in that is Maggie Smith, right?
Yeah.
So... And the lines... So what's funny is the lines of today, kind of, let's go full circle to where I thought PBS was British television, yeah. Is, you know, that's the only place I remember seeing that stuff until Sci-Fi came out,
yeah.
And then you start having stuff on Sci-Fi. So, but now you've got, with all these streaming services, they all just kind of mesh together, right? And it's hard to kind of think of them, yeah. Oh, that's British TV.
Right. But it's then just kind of TV in
it's
general,
just,
yeah.
It's just TV. It's just there. But, I mean, clearly, like, The Crown and Bridgerton and whatnot are more that.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that I got educated by Madeline because I was asking her about British TV because I know she watches different things, too, and she loves Doctor Who. And,
yeah.
So, but I know she had watched a show called, and so had Sharon, called Dairy Girls.
Yes, I was going to bring up Dairy Girls.
Well, so I'm glad you were going to, because Maddie told me I wasn't allowed to talk about because it's Irish.
Well,
it's not
I was
going to
bring it up because, I was going to bring that point up too.
Yeah.
Because it is, I want to recommend it so hard. I'm going to recommend it anyway, but yeah, I was going to bring that point up. It's not British.
It's not British TV. It's Irish. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they both said it's an amazing
show. It's hilarious.
Show.
I haven't watched the third and final season yet, but it's really funny.
So what's the premise of Dairy Girls?
Give me a second.
We're switching to Irish TV right now.
Dairy Girls is about a... it's sort of a coming-of-age story.
Okay.
About this girl and her friends in Ireland in the 90s. So it's like during...
Okay.
I think they call it the Troubles.
Yeah.
So it's like... But it's a comedy, though. That's why it's so... To me, it's so good because I love comedy. So it's this four girls and a boy who is an honorary dairy girl.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And it's about them living in this hostile environment and... Now, hold on a second. Dairy Girls is a British period teen sitcom set in Northern Ireland.
I saw that too when I did the research, but I was told they're Irish. That's just part of the colonization, I was told.
Channel 4 is British TV.
Channel 4 is British TV, which, great segue, it's not sitcoms or anything, but I cannot talk about British TV without talking about 8 out of 10 cats doing Countdown.
Oh, yeah. I've never seen this show. Just clips of it on Facebook.
Oh, my gosh. So, I didn't know what Countdown was until I saw 8 out of 10 cats doing Countdown. And so, what 8 out of 10 cats doing Countdown is, it's from what I understand, is they took the two shows and combined it. So, Countdown was a classic game show where it was words and numbers, words and maths. But then the 8 out of 10 cats was like I don't know if they were just raunchy skets or just, you know, talk show, whatever. But, so, what's his name? Jimmy Carr.
Yeah.
Hosts it. And then they have four comedians, four people on there, I believe. And then you have the Dictionary Corner with, Susie, I can't remember what her name is. And then... you have a woman over doing the maths, and I think her name is Rachel, and it is some of the funniest stuff I've ever seen. It is, they just get so ridiculous. Go on YouTube, you can watch clips of it until your heart's content. They used to, I don't know if they still do, but YouTube used to have a 24-hour looping channel where you could just watch episode after episode after episode, which was hilarious. Greg Davies, that's actually where I found out who Greg Davies was, and he's done some British TV. I didn't write down any of his shows. I wish I would have. But he did a couple of shows based on his teaching experiences when he was younger.
Oh, yeah.
And then now he hosts a show called The Taskmaster, where he gets the people have to do these silly little tasks. And so I enjoy those very much. So those are more of your it's not game shows and it's not reality TV. It's just weird.
It's a sort of a British hybrid.
It is. And now I'm mad because I don't know the other shows by Greg Davies. Yeah, those are fun. There's another show, too. Would I Lie to You? Oh, now I can't remember it. But yeah, Greg Davies. So he was in a show called The Cleaner. Then he was in Man Down was the name of the series. That was just on for four seasons. And then he was in, movies called The Inbetweeners, which was also a TV series that he was in. But yeah, Greg Davies is just hilarious.
He's a funny guy.
He is super funny. He tells one of my absolute favorite stories on The Graham Norton Show, which is another British TV show I wanted to talk about. The Graham Norton Show, is a British nightly variety talk show. But what's great about that is, man, they just, for everyone, I always grew up thinking that British was more stuffy than us, right?
Yeah.
But what they can do on TV and movies is just, we can't hold its candle to. But yeah, they're sitting there drinking, getting drunk on the show, telling stories. It is just wild. And Greg Davies tells one of my favorite all-time stories, has Ryan Gosling just rolling. and Russell Crowe, I don't think, knows what to even do.
Yeah.
Matt Damon, he was on there. He had never been on there before, and he just got toasted. It was hilarious. Graham Norton's a great show. You can catch that a lot of places, but yeah, there's... YouTube, you can watch full episodes of The Graham Norton Show. It's a blast.
Yeah.
It seems like they usually edit out the music, though, of The Graham Norton Show. Like, they don't have the musical guest. they just show them on the couch, and maybe it's for copyright reasons.
Probably, yeah, probably.
But yeah, I was trying to think of the, besides the Taskmaster, what that other show was, but it talks about who's lying and who's telling the truth, and I don't know. I'm not going to find it.
Maybe it will find you.
Maybe. 8 out of 10 cats does countdown. Yeah, that is just hilarious. I implore you, watch some of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so 8 out of 10 cats was actually an episode, or it was a series, apparently. It wasn't... And they did a Deal or No Deal. The Big Fat Quiz of the Year, Big Fat Quiz Show. That's another one that's on Britain. That one's hilarious. Oh my gosh. I'm trying to think of, find the one where you have to decide if they're lying or not. I can't find it. So, anywho, there's just so many things once you can start going down that rabbit hole. But I did want to talk about some of the shows that we made based on those shows really quick. Yeah. Some of them are obvious.
Yeah.
Like Office. Yeah. We all know The Office.
Right.
Ricky Gervais started it, along with Stephen Merchant, I believe is his name.
Yeah. Martin Freeman's in that.
Martin Freeman, I did find out, is in that, which I didn't know at first. American Idol.
Yep.
We all knew that. Dancing with the Stars. Whose Line Is It Anyways?
Yeah.
Is based on a British show, which I did not realize until a few years ago. Like, I think I didn't know until after Drew Carey was done doing it. It was Aisha Taylor that took over. Because then I started seeing clips of the British version. But there were two that I didn't realize was based on British TV. And maybe it's because I live under a rock. I don't know. But Shameless.
Yeah, I just saw that when I was doing research.
Yeah. I had no idea Shameless was based on a British TV show. And then this one really threw me for a loop. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Sanford and Son.
What?
Sanford and Son was based on a British TV show called Steptoe and Son.
Oh my God. Steptoe and Son.
The other ones didn't shock me as much. That one, I had no clue.
Yeah, I never would have guessed that.
Of course, there's a great British baking show, too.
I've never watched that, but everybody says it's such a great show.
It actually is quite good.
Yeah.
We watched it during COVID quite a bit. We also like cooking shows, though, too. So, like, we're fans of Chopped and all of that. Would Julia Child count as... Well, when she was doing her cooking show, she was in America, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
But she's French anyways.
Yeah.
So it's not the same thing. Same with Jacques Pepin. But yeah. There's a lot.
There's so much.
I would love... Surely, out there, some of our listeners have watched some British TV.
For sure.
They need to tell us what they like.
Yeah, what you like, and where to find it.
And where to find it. Because obviously we didn't cover everything. Probably two of the biggest ones that I didn't... I have them written down, but I've never watched either of them, so I didn't even want to try to talk about them. But I know of them, is Keeping Up Appearances and Absolutely Fabulous.
I've never heard of that second one.
Oh, so I didn't even want to try to bring them up, but I've heard of them. I just don't know anything. I really don't know much about them.
Hmm.
But yeah. If you like cartoons, you got to watch Danger Mouse.
Yeah.
If you love sci-fi, you got to watch Doctor Who. But start with Broadchurch.
Start with Broadchurch, yeah. It's
Or Poirot.
Yeah. Just start with something that's mysterious.
Or don't listen to anything we say and start with something else.
Start with whatever you want.
Absolutely. You're a grown person.
Probably.
You can make your own... Well, yeah.
You never know.
I guess we don't know. Anyone could be listening to this. It could be the house cat.
Yeah.
In which case, I don't know what to suggest for them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably 8 out of 10 cats doing countdown.
Ooh,
see what I did there?
Yeah, I was trying to think of a cat show. You got me.
Oh, my gosh. What else you got? Anything?
I don't know. We covered a lot of ground. I would just say if you're really interested, look into BritBox. It's, I think the, I just looked, it's like $9 a month. Well, that's so not bad. Not at all. Terrible compared to like some streaming services that won't be named.
Yes, they just keep going up.
Yeah.
Or go to your local library.
Or go to your local library and see.
Check out Hoopla.
Check out Hoopla.
See. I was actually going to do it live. I was going to check out Hoopla just to see because I have my app right here.
Yeah.
And Hoopla is brought to you by the Marysville Public Library.
Yes. They only have the first season of Red Dwarf on there. I already checked.
Oh. So I was gonna look at television. What other British television do they have? Can I search just British television?
I don't know. I've never used Hoopla for TV before.
Trending searches. I'm just going to type in British TV.
He's doing it.
Here we go. This is Riveting Podcast. Well.
Looks like some off-brand British TV.
Yeah. There's Red Dwarf, though.
Yep.
The Murdoch Mysteries, never heard of that.
We have that at the library as well.
Digging for Britain. You got Muzzy. What's Muzzy?
Oh, Muzzy's on there?
Muzzy's on there.
Muzzy is a language teaching thing. It's from the old days.
A very British Christmas. Yeah. I'm not seeing a lot here that I could recommend for y'all. So, yeah, maybe BritBox.
BritBox. Or, like he said, if you go to the library, they'll have actual DVDs.
Now here we go. We're getting some Doc Martin, Gangs of London. Okay. That looks like Jack Irish. That's Guy Pearce right there.
Ooh.
So, but yeah. You can find some British stuff all around you.
If you look, and inside you.
Yes. And trust me. It doesn't make you any less of American to watch some British stuff.
No.
It'll be okay.
Yeah.
Broaden your horizons.
Broaden those horizons.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right. Well, reach us on the gram, the book, still no X, right?
I'll get there eventually.
Nah, it's all right. It's not like we check it anyways.
Yeah.
It's just a formality. But yeah, let us know what British TV you guys enjoy.
Yeah, what, like, British TV we should be checking out that we
missed. Give us some recommendations that, because let me tell you, when I did British TV on IMDb, it gave me, like, the top 100 rated ones or whatever. I'm going to say I only knew, like, 15 of them.
Yeah, I was looking at the same, every list I looked at, I was like, I don't know any of these
I don't
shows.
Know what any of this is. So, it's like, okay, I got some work to do. But, yeah. And if you enjoy just irreverent comedy, Benny Hill.
Yeah. Ending where it started, Benny Hill.
Benny Hill. There we go.
The circle is complete.
And Monty Python.
Yeah.
But don't you think everyone knows who Monty Python is.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dead bird skit. Yeah. Everyone knows that skit.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Oh, well. What are you going to do?
What can you do?
What can you do? All right. Well, thank you very much, everyone. Make sure to tell us what you like and what you don't like, and I guess we will see you next time around. Stay nerdy.